prescription for debate.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The pieces are moving forward on the healthcare game board. Today, President Obama has a Rose Garden event to plug the bill unveiled yesterday by House Democrats. It would insure nearly all Americans using tax hikes and surcharges to pay the trillion-dollar bill. The amount would be over a period of 10 years, but it only took about 10 minutes or so for business lobbyists to react. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The House bill would fund the push for universal coverage with tax hikes on top wage earners, and there would be penalties for all but the very smallest businesses if they don't cover their workers. They'd be charged 8% of payroll. The reaction from business groups has been swift and sharp. A lobbyist for the National Federation of Independent Business says it costs too much and has way too much government involvement. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is zeroing in on the tax hikes, almost 5.5% for someone earning more than $1 million. The chamber says higher income taxes will keep small business owners from growing their companies and hiring new workers. The Senate is working slower on its version of health care reform, and there's less appetite there for tax hikes on the wealthy or penalties on business. But the Senate is looking at taxing employer-provided health benefits for the highest earners. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Wall Street yesterday, another day of buying. The S&P rose more than 0.5%, while the NASDAQ and Dow gained about 0.3%. The Dow closed at 83.59. Asian markets were mostly in the green, although Japanese shares were basically flat. The Hang Seng added 2%. And right now, European stocks are up more than 1%. Delegates from hundreds of countries are meeting in London this week to hammer out an agreement aimed at reducing the shipping industry's swelling carbon footprint. But any deal would have to wade through some rough waters. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, here's Sam Eaton.
Every year, global shipping produces more greenhouse gas emissions than Germany. But the CO2 from all those oil tankers, cargo ships, and cruise liners has gone unregulated. That could change as members of the UN-sponsored International Maritime Organization, or IMO, consider market-based initiatives for reducing emissions. Jacqueline Savitz is with the environmental group Oceana. She says if delegates fail to reach agreement, the issue is likely to be taken up at December's UN Climate Summit in Copenhagen.
It's really the IMO's last chance to say, yes, okay, we get it, we have this under control, before people start really questioning whether the IMO is capable of addressing these problems.
One U.S. proposal would require all ships to improve energy efficiency. A tax on dirty bunker fuels and an emissions trading scheme are also being considered. The IMO predicts shipping emissions could grow by as much as 250% by mid-century under current practice. But with developing nations opposing mandatory reductions, agreement at this week's meeting may be hard to come by. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Here in California, the budget impasse continues today after negotiations last night broke down again. Lawmakers, though, say they're hopeful a deal could be struck to bridge a $26 billion shortfall in the Golden State. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said more cuts are needed, and if a deal doesn't come soon, more state layoffs could be on the table. California's already been issuing millions of dollars worth of IOUs, and Moody's yesterday cut the state's credit rating to 3 notches above junk status.
On a recent morning at Brooklyn Brewery, bottles marched single file into a labeling.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
Chain restaurants from Applebee's to Denny's to Pizza Hut have been offering some big discounts lately, even giving away food in order to get customers in the door. But the Wall Street Journal reports it may not be working. Yum! Brands reported strong earnings yesterday after the bell, but it said same-store sales at its Pizza Hut brand dropped 8% despite discounted online pizza orders. For the beer business, it seems the better the brew, the more the bucks. Sales figures show craft beer, you know, the fancy, pricier stuff, is outperforming cheaper beer, even in the recession. Ben Calhoun reports.
On a recent morning at Brooklyn Brewery, bottles marched single file into a labeling machine and pirouetted out in shiny new labels. in the Rumbling Brew House was Steve Hindy,
founder and president of Brooklyn Brewery.
Hindy's brewery sold its first beer in 1988 and is one of many breweries that have made American craft beer successful. But he admits he was ready for trouble when the recession hit.
We actually tightened our belts. We cut back basically wherever we could.
Hindy froze hires and trimmed his marketing budget. But a funny thing happened. Even as the economy tanked, sales of Hindy's craft beer didn't.
In fact, the opposite has happened.
Even though a Brooklyn Brewery six-pack can run you $10, sales are up 26%. Industry-wide, craft beer is up 10%, according to data from the research firm Information Resources Incorporated. Not only that, so-called premium craft beer, the ultra-pricey stuff, that's grown the most.
Yeah, it is kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
So the question is why? Komeel Gajrawala is a beverage market analyst for UBS and says there's a few explanations.
If you can afford the better beer, you're probably less impacted by the economy.
He also buys into what a lot of craft brewers believe. That is, when people cut back on big things, they ease the blow by finding more affordable ways to splurge. So if you're not buying a fancy bottle of wine, not buying a new car,
not going on vacation, not buying a whole variety of things, if you can't do any of that, you probably would like to trade up something like your beer to something that you consider higher quality, something that you enjoy more, something that gets you at least a little bit closer to feeling better about what's happening in the economy.
Feeling better in New York. I'm Ben Calhoun for Marketplace.
Hey, how about a toast or maybe a roast on any story you hear on our program? Check out our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.